Books can take us traveling. Books can take you traveling to lands far across the sea. In your own home, in a comfortable chair, you can explore places where very few men have ever been. You can live among people whose language you cannot speak and who could not understand you if you talked to them. You can watch them work and play. You will be surprised at the strange things they do. Some of their ways of living will seem almost funny to you. Then, you will be just as surprised to learn that these people of faraway lands are in many ways like the people in our own land. The boys and girls have their lessons to learn. They have holidays to celebrate. They like to play and have good times. Of course, it would be much more fun to travel and see these things ourselves. But not many of us can do so. Even in a lifetime, we could not visit all the places and learn all the things that we find in travel books. You have already been traveling in this book, with Admiral Byrd at the South Pole, on the snowy trail from Nenana to Nome, in Africa on a midnight lion hunt. Now you are going to read four more stories of other lands. Mrs. Crewe will tell you of Mario, Fioretta, Anina, and Tino Bernardo, whose land she has often visited. Caroline Mabry writes of Esteban and holiday celebrations in Puerto Rico. Eunice Tichens tells of Abdul Aziz, an Arab boy of North Africa, and Margaret Morley will take you high up in the Alps Mountains in Austria and show you woodcarvers at work making toy horses, wagons, and dolls.